What did the lumberjack say as he walked into the forest?
What up, birches? Huh? There it is. That's the joke for the day. Oh, thank you very much. I'm out. Peace.
Yeah.
We'll of course address the entertainment news in a bit. Lots of stuff to get to, but this is sports. This is one of my favorite segments.
I'm sure it is.
Hmm?
I'm sure this is one of your
saying?
Favorite segments.
What are you saying?
You
that
hate
I don't know.
Sports.
I don't hate. I don't know.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I don't hate sports. I just don't know. And this is why I rely on you, Tom. You give me information that I take throughout the rest of the day, and I regurgitate it on the people that listen, and it makes me look better. So,
all right,
give us a rundown.
I got a couple of things for you. Obviously, everybody's talking about the basketball championship game, and the Brewers are playing well. Here's two for you.
All right.
Larry Sanders of the Bucks busted for marijuana use last week.
Whoopsie.
He's going to be suspended for 5 games at the beginning of next season because that's against NBA policy.
Yep.
He, though, is saying, yes, he apologizes. He knows that needs to be punished, but he's saying that he and many other NBA players believe in the medicinal purposes of marijuana, and he will probably keep using it.
Well, then go play somewhere else, dumb.
And he is suggesting that the only reason there is a stigma regarding marijuana in this country is because it's illegal, and when it becomes legal, that stigma will go away.
Well, he may be right, but right now it's illegal.
Right,
Do you value your job,
well,
dumbass?
And he understands.
Then quit smoking weed.
Pete Carroll, the Seattle Seahawks coach, also suggests that the league should do a study on the medicinal purposes of uses of marijuana.
No, that's a waste of time. There's nothing that basketball or sports is going to do to add to the argument. If they want it to be legalized, then join all the campaigning to legalize it. Go ahead. That's their right. That's their first. But don't sit there and go, I'm going to keep smoking it. There's nothing
you
can
do. Would you be okay with an athlete who smokes cigarettes?
They used to smoke in the dugout, for crying out loud.
I could care less. Cigarettes are legal. He can smoke all he wants.
In this modern age, you're paying millions of dollars for an athlete to be at their fastest, best, strongest.
If I were management,
can you run as fast when your lungs are gunked up with all the stuff in cigarettes?
If I were management, I'd say, son, put the cigarettes down. Put down the cancer sticks because I'm paying a lot of money for you to perform. As a fan, I don't care if a guy walks out on the pitcher's mound with a beer in one hand and a cigar in the other.
If he strikes out the guy, we win the game.
I could care if he holds a beer while he's pitching. I don't care.
Okay,
but it's not illegal. This is the point.
In the NFL, which team is going to win? The team where one group of players are all smokers, and one group of players where they're not.
Right. Okay. How many felons are on each team, and for what crimes have they been arrested?
Doesn't have anything to do with your on-the-field performance.
Okay. Is he carrying
smoking,
a gun while on the field?
Whatever it is you're smoking does. Marijuana, cigarettes, cigars, whatever.
I mean, but this guy is whining and complaining, I got arrested for smoking weed. Of course you did, you idiot. You know it's illegal.
He didn't whine or complain. He says he understands it's against the rules.
He understands
he has to serve his punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But he is suggesting that it will become legal at some point in time for medicinal purposes, and that then the stigma will go away.
He may be right. The first step, of course, is legalize it. Wow. Legalize it for medicinal purposes and then incrementally just say, oh, screw it. Let it be for recreation.
Here's the second thing. Bill Simmons, who is a noted sports writer and columnist and an expert on the NBA, tweeted over the weekend that the Bucks are very close to being sold, that a company that the league hired to help Herb Cole find a buyer has found a buyer, and it is not the guys from Seattle. So that the team would not move, the team would stay in Milwaukee. The company that apparently is doing this says that the announcement was premature. So they must still be negotiating on terms of the deal. But
saying it doesn't exist.
Right.
Though.
It looks like the Bucks are, in fact, close to being sold to a party that will keep the team in Milwaukee.
So we'll watch that closely in the next
few weeks.
Now, of course, all of this hinges on them getting a new arena in Milwaukee.
Mm.
You know, the NBA has a vice president of facilities, and his job is to help teams make pitches to get new, bigger arenas with more luxury boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to Milwaukee, I mean, his report back to the league was, I mean, you would think that the Bucks were playing in a teepee instead of an arena. he says the substandard for any NBA facility or team to play in.
Mm-hmm.
There was a report over the weekend that the Brewers owner, Mark Antanasio, might become an investor in a new Milwaukee arena. that he might want a piece of that action, that a healthy sports market all over would benefit all of the teams in the Milwaukee area.
I'm sure if the NBA and Herb Kohl and the Bucks can get Mark Adonasio involved, they'll be ecstatic to do that because he's obviously the owner of the Brewers. He's got deep pockets, and, he likes Milwaukee. So we'll watch that. And, of course, the NASCAR race rained out in Texas yesterday. Mm-hmm. How can that happen? How can it rain enough in Texas to rain anything out? But they're going to try to run it today. Of course, the people who had tickets are probably a bit miffed if they had to get back to work today.
They'll probably
be about half full stands at Texas Motor Speedway.
All right, last but not least, did you hear what Wilson is doing to help basketball players hone their craft?
I have not.
Wilson announced that they are going to be placing performance tracking sensors inside of basketballs. The technology will partner with Finnish artificial intelligence company Sport IQ and will allow players to pair the ball with an app and use it to easily track their performance data. You can see how well you're shooting, which spots of the court you're most efficient from, the amount of time it takes you to let a shot go, and when shots have been made or missed.
I think in some of the smaller leagues, the minor leagues, they already have sensors in the uniforms that in real time, coaches on the bench on their iPads can check a player's heart rate.
Yeah, their physiology.
Their physiology, which is fascinating.
Amazing?
It's fascinating.
It is. We're going to have at a time soon where on the sidelines is going to be a bank of computers and analysts, and they're all going to be looking at physiology of the players, their performance, and they're going to be making tweaks.
We'll know which guys are smoking and which guys aren't.
Obviously. There it is. There's your sports. If you have questions or comments, you know what to do. Send us an email, seth.mila@wsau.com.
Vice President Joe Biden revealed this week he uses Men's Clinique to keep his skin smooth, while John Boehner revealed he uses Weather Beater Deck Stain. An increasing number of drivers from Colorado are reporting when they're out of state, they're being profiled by police who pull them over searching for marijuana. Or perhaps, for some strange reason, people from Colorado are getting more paranoid.
According to a new study, people who are exposed to early morning sunlight have a leaner physique than people who get most of their exposure in the late afternoon. That story again, hangovers make you fat.
A family of hawks has taken over a library in Florida, and they're attacking anyone trying to enter the building. So far, there have been zero attacks.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.